everybody. Mike Malloy here. Thank you for tuning in. We have another one of those programs tonight, so I hope you're going to stick around for a while. Well, the hits just keep on coming, don't they? Speaking of hits, remember a couple of weeks ago, Brad Friedman joined us from bradblog.com. What we're going to talk about here in a moment is all out there at his website, bradblog.com. We were talking about Sybel Edmonds, the FBI translator turned whistleblower, who was finally allowed to speak about what she knew about the Bush administration. All sorts of stuff, from Ohio election fraud to congressional blackmail, bribery, espionage, infiltration, and more. It's all there. And Brad joins us now from his hideaway on the West Coast. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm okay. I looked at this at your website. Of course, it was after ABC, CBS, and NBC all led with this story.
Yeah.
That Sybel Edmonds had finally really revealed the truth, and CNN picked up on it, MSNBC. Nobody picked up on it that I'm aware of except you. So do you want to bring everybody up to date on the Sybel Edmonds story?
We talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that she was called in for this deposition in this Ohio case, an Ohio election case between Congresswoman Mean Jean Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
The second Ohio district, and her challenger, David Krikorian, who said during the campaign last year that she was accepting blood money from Turkish interests, and she became the co-chair of the Turkish caucus in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's brought a complaint before the Ohio Election Commission, which has allowed Krikorian then to ask the infamous FBI whistleblower, Sybel Edmonds, who has been gagged for years by two invocations of the state's secrets privilege,
mm-hmm,
under the George W. Bush Department of Justice, and to ask her, she was subpoenaed to answer questions concerning Turkish influence, essentially, on the U.S. government and on current and former Congress members,
mm-hmm,
both men and women, frankly,
right,
of both parties,
right,
and some very high-ranking officials. Now, she gave her deposition. There was talk that she would be stopped by the Obama DOJ, that they would invoke the state secrets privilege. They did not. And so she was able to answer all the questions pretty much that she was asked for. I think the session went on for about 3 or 4 hours.
Now, when was this testimony given, Brad?
This was about 2 weeks ago, August 8th.
Okay.
And I was sort of covering it live. She was in D.C. This session took place in D.C. I was in Los Angeles, but I had folks on the ground out there, and so I was sort of live blogging it from out here. And, you know, they were coming out and speaking to whatever few media were there, including, mm-hmm, you know, the Brad blog and about 3 or 4 others. Throughout the day, they would come out, you know, during breaks and so forth, and give information. David Krikorian, the candidate who's being, you know, challenged in this suit by Jean Schmidt, was just appeared to be stunned by the information that was coming out of the deposition, out of the testimony under oath, about specifically named Congress members and high-ranking officials. He talked about it. He named some of the names then. Sybel Edmonds, during some of the breaks, also gave some of the information about what was coming out. But it was, by and large, their opinions or their sort of secondhand reporting of what was being said in that deposition.
Mm-hmm.
And so we covered it, and there was some alarming stuff. You and I talked about some of it. We can get into it in a second. But coverage across the world, Pakistan, Turkey, they covered this deposition and the, mm-hmm, fact that she was speaking for the first time. Almost no one in the U.S. touched it. Well, I thought to myself, well, I guess that's because, the deposition itself, the transcript is not out. The videotape of the deposition, it was all videotaped, was not out. Surely once that information comes out and they can see the details of the people we're talking about, the types of crimes that we're talking about, the high-ranking officials we're talking about, surely that would, as you said, lead ABC, NBC, well, CBS, and all the rest.
Yeah, especially with the names that you have at your website. Among those named by Sybil Edmonds as part of a broad criminal conspiracy, Representatives Dennis Hastert, Republican of Illinois, who's no longer there, Dan Burton, Republican of Indiana, Roy Blunt, Republican of Missouri, Bob Livingston, Republican of Louisiana, Stephen Solars, Democrat of New York, Tom Lantos, Democrat of California. And then you add this little intriguing bit, as well as an unnamed, still serving female member of Congress, a Democrat, said to have been secretly videotaped for blackmail purposes during a lesbian affair. Also, high-ranking officials in the Bush administration named in Sybil's testimony as part of this criminal conspiracy include Douglas Feith, Paul Wolfowitz, Mark Grossman, and others. Holy Toledo!
You would think, if nothing else, the media would be entertained by the, Chuck Todd put it, the cable catnip?
Yeah, cable catnip aspect.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of the, you know, the lesbian affair of the unnamed
Democrat. Yeah, and she's a Democrat. I would think Fox would be all over this.
There you go. You would think. And she's the only one, by the way, who is not named, because Sybil has said that she's not, in fact, certain that, though she is certain, apparently, that she was videotaped,
mm-hmm,
having sex with this Turkish agent. And mind you, she's a woman who is married, has children. Sybil did not know, you know, in fact, whether they had used this blackmail against her,
mm-hmm,
whether she had folded to it, whether they had even let her know that she was being videotaped. So, in other words, we don't know if she actually did anything wrong, other than, I guess, having an affair. But, mm-hmm, that's not for me to judge. So she didn't want to put her name on the record, but you would think that would certainly draw the media.
That usually draws the media flies. As soon as you have something that they can identify as a dung heap, they're right,
yep,
there. But what about? I didn't know Bob Livingston was still a member of Congress. Is he?
No, he's not anymore. He was
going to be
the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, until they found out that he had put his penis where it doesn't belong.
That's exactly right.
Roy Blunt, he's still around.
Roy Blunt is around. I believe he's about to run for governor.
Dan Burton is. Stephen Solar. Now, he's gone, isn't he?
He is gone. He's now, like the other ones who are gone, working for a Turkish lobbyist.
Fancy that.
As is Dennis Hastert. And by the way, as if the unnamed Democratic woman lesbian affair was not enough, Dennis Hastert has apparently, according to the transcript now, which we have in full, transcript, the complete videotape, we've got all of it on Brad Blog for anybody to see. And, you can judge for yourself how credible she is. You can read the transcript. You can look at the video.
Right.
But Hastert apparently... and I'm still working through a lot of this deposition, by the way, but Hastert apparently carried on certain what she calls immoral activities, or what people would view as immoral activities, in a townhouse in D.C.
Oh, my God.
Now, shouldn't that get someone's attention? The fact that he's taken something like $500,000, according to her allegations, from Turkish interest, Turkish drug interest, but hell, the sex alone usually does the trick.
That usually does the trick. Where are all the investigative reporters who used to jump 10 feet up in the air when they found criminal activity on the part of members or former members of Congress? What the hell is going on, Brad? It is a conspiracy of silence, isn't it?
I suppose if Dick Cheney or someone on Fox News made such an allegation, that would count. The fact that you've got an FBI translator turned whistleblower who was gagged. Mind you, she was twice gagged by the Bush Department of Justice, by the Bush White House. If she had nothing here, if she was crazy, why would they go to such an extent to gag her in the first place?
Yeah.
So her allegations, I guess, don't count. Dick Cheney's and the other losers over at Fox News and so forth, that counts just fine. Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe one of them will talk about it. If somebody on Fox talks about it, then the
bobbleheads will know about it. Hey, hold on a second, Brad. Let me put you on hold. We're going to take a quick break and come back. One more short segment with Brad Friedman about the Sybil Edmonds testimony. By the way, Brad is going to be filling in for us the week of Labor Day once again. He did such a stellar job last time. We have begged him to do it again.
I don't want to see no more. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Mike Malloy Show is brought to you by Patriot Majority. Patriot Majority believes it's our patriotic duty as Americans to pass health care reform now with a strong public plan option. Past the hour, we're talking with Brad Friedman once again about the Sybelle Edmonds situation. She finally was allowed to testify in a case in Ohio, and you can see and read the entire testimony. I think Brad has it in video in three or four segments at his website, or five segments plus the transcript, to find out what she's talking about and why Brad Friedman has been following this all these years. This is stuff that should be lead stories on television news, and of course it is not. Go to bradblog.com. Now, what are the implications so far as you can gather, Brad, about her testimony?
You've got an extraordinary conspiracy of criminals and of folks in, mind you, her, Sybelle Edmonds, she was listening to wiretaps only up through 2002. So a lot of this stuff may still be going on, may be going on with other Congress members, but what you've got is Congress members who are compromised either for money or because they're being blackmailed, like the woman, Congresswoman we talked about, videotaped having an affair. This is going on. This is compromising not only what's going on in the House, in the Senate, as far as votes go, but Sybelle Edmonds also talks about weapons procurement, nuclear weapons.
Oh, God.
Getting out to the black market, to the nuclear black market, to our friends and enemies alike. I mean, this is a very serious business. It seems that it should be investigated. The Inspector General, the FBI Inspector General, looked at her complaints when she made them initially back in 2002 and said they're serious, they're credible, they warrant investigation. Senators Grassley and Leahy have both said the same. As did Waxman.
That was
at one point.
That was the 60 Minutes segment, right?
That's right. They did a segment on 60 Minutes in 2002. Waxman, since then, Henry Waxman, had promised before the Democrats got into the majority that he was one of the first things he was going to do was have hearings on her case.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, he has not refused to have hearings. Apparently, he has simply refused to say anything, refused to contact her back, and it just sits there. That's why it's so important, frankly, for media coverage, why I'm so grateful that you at least picked up on it today. But I would ask readers, listeners out there, to go check out the story, to dig it, to Reddit it, to send it to the media,
mm-hmm.
and to demand someone looks into this goddamn story.
Is there any chance that you'll put out a press release that you'll do something, get something in the hands of a mainstream media, so-called?
You know, I'm going to try. I mean, my blog goes out into the hands of the mainstream
media.
I've got
a
huge media list. They pick it up. They know about it. What they do about it is another matter. Now, what I may have to do is sort of go through this and do the, you know, cut this up into baby bites,
right,
so to speak,
right,
and put out bits and pieces from the testimony on the specific topics and just keep pumping it out there until someone takes a look. Look, if Sybelle Edmonds is crazy, if she's a liar, it ought to be easy to dispatch with her allegations. Somebody ought to be able to look into them and say they're complete and utter nonsense, and here's why,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll be done with it. But it seems hard to believe that the Bush administration would have gone to such ends to shut her up
mm-hmm.
if there was nothing here.
Yeah, it's just astonishing to me. The part of this whole story, Brad, not just the revelations, not just the information she has, not just the fact that she's a key witness, in so many of these episodes, two things are astonishing to me. First of all, she's still alive.
Yeah.
Secondly, is that nobody, other than you, seems to, and a couple other, who else is doing this story at all? I think, Larissa, Alexandrovna over at Raw Story, but I think she's getting everything from you, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, no, she was doing a lot of this work on her own.
Was she?
Some of her own stories that crossed over. Yeah, because we've had crossovers into Valerie Plame and Brewster Jennings.
Right,
here.
Well, other than the two of you, who in the hell is doing anything?
Well, actually, let me give credit to Luke Ryland, again, another citizen journalist. He's actually out in New Zealand. He keeps covering this. He keeps putting it out. But, you know, we had 60 Minutes back in 2002. We had Vanity Fair back in 2005. Both of them put out these extraordinary exposés before she could actually say anything on the record. And nobody followed it up. The only people who are doing anything, right now I understand the Sunday Times of London is once again working on a story on this. We've got to go overseas to get any coverage about our own country, our own highest officials, you know, selling nuclear secrets to enemies. We got to go overseas to have this story told. It is remarkable.
It is. All right.
But let me say, I'm one guy. Luke Ryland, Larissa Alexandrovna. We're each just, you know, one guy, and yet we're able to get it out there.
Yeah.
If your listeners take this information and drive people crazy with it, demand that somebody look into it or deny it, maybe, just maybe we'll get somewhere.
Maybe so. All right, Brad, thanks a lot. I know you're going to fill in for me. We're about out of time here. I hope you'll cover this story at least one night while you're filling in. Thanks a lot, pal.
My pleasure, my friend. Look forward to it.
All right, take care. Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. Go to his website and check this out. You're not going to believe it.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Here's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, 10 before the hour. Just got an email from Reg over at TV News Lies. She writes, Wikipedia has updated its site on Sibel's testimony to at least mention the August 8th testimony. Many sites are linking to the story, and the videos are already up on a number of sites. Listeners must link Brad's coverage on their Twitter and Facebook and MySpace pages. I've done that, Reg writes. If everyone does that, it will spread exponentially. So, yeah, that's certainly the way to do it. You can get all the information at bradblog.com. Check it out and then link it on whatever you have. You have Twitter and Facebook and MySpace. Do it. And it will become so goddamn viral that by tomorrow morning, maybe Charlie Gibson might get a tap on his shoulder from executive producer and say, hey, Charlie, you better put 30 seconds on this story. So that's a good idea. Thanks, Reg. Go to bradblog.com and check this out and then link it on Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. And it will be crawling all over the planet.